And in our, we have a special time of prayer today. The prayers, they're, those that we're praying for are listed in the bulletin. I've updated them a little bit. Next week you'll see a different list as it is printed. But we're going to add a couple names that were shared right before service this morning. We're going to pray for the Smallwood family as the, it was just a year ago in which the tragedy happened when Mary Smallwood was died, and we want to uplift that family. That was a prayer request that came our way. And then also we want to uplift those that have been displaced, especially refugees from the country of Ukraine. I got news right before church that Tim Ewing's family has been affected by this, and they're in contact with family members that are in Warsaw, Poland, displaced and separated from loved ones that are back in the Ukraine fighting. So we want to uplift that family. We're going to have a moment of silence, too, to pray for peace and what's on your heart, what's going on across the globe. Let us rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, when we come to you in prayer, even the silence we perceived, we are drawn to your voice through your word as you hear our prayers and answer us according to your will and ways. We pray to you, O Lord. Lord, be our fortress and the one who makes us holy. Ever present, Lord, as we face trials and temptations, injustices, and seemingly inescapable situations, we cry out to you. Even in silence, you are with Joseph, and you are with us. In silence before his accusers, Christ went to the cross for us and cried out for our forgiveness. Be with us in our journey through this life, that we may hear your voice, witness your mighty deeds, and hold firm to the faith you have given. Be with those who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, that the needs of all your people be heard and comforted with your everlasting peace. Today, Lord, we are privileged to pray for the concerns of this world first off, Lord, for the happenings that are going on across the globe, in the country of Ukraine and also Russia. Lord, we pray for peace to prevail. Specifically, Lord, we pray for the Ewing family, for Scott and Natasha and their family as they have found a safe space for the moment in Poland. But for those that were separated from them, their family members that are back in Ukraine, we pray for their protection and, Lord, yes, for peace to prevail. And in this moment of silence, Lord, we recognize you know those silent concerns that are on our hearts. Lord, we seek your action to bring peace. Lord, some of the mountains in life are severe and they are difficult. We pray for those that are experiencing those steep inclines, for Andy and Tony as they mourn the loss of their mother and their father, Lord. Cover them and may your presence guide them in their journey in life. And we thank you for where they are. They do feel your presence and the community of faith that has supported them through the last year. Lord, also those that we name today on our prayer list for Ellie, Jan, Sandy, Wally, Bill, Larry, Katie, Kathy, Tom and Donna, Spencer, Riley, Betty, Cole, Brett, Joyce, Courtney, Brent, Mike, Steve, Tom and Shannon, Bev, Tim and Raina, Bob, Melody and Brad, Joe and Caroline, Holly and Kai. For these names and people, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, be our fortress and the one who strengthens your church. Grant continued repentance in this Lenten season as always we reflect on Christ's passion, your love for this world through and in him, and the forgiveness and new life. He has come to bring us through his suffering and death. Keep us in the faith that amid all we face in this world, our trust and hope remain in you alone. We pray to you, Lord. Lord, be our fortress and the one who showers us with mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.